This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Ibn Qayyim further goes on and he expounds on this point of how sins can serve as a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, further expressing the fiqh of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala and breaking it down for us, which as a result, this third portion of the dua, wa idha aznaba istaghfar, serves as a means of motivation and hope for all of us when we make a mistake. And this is how Ibn Qayyim subhanallah raises us as human beings, as Muslims, and as students of knowledge even. Ibn Qayyim goes on to say here, وَهَذَا مَعْنَ قَوْلِ بَعْضِ السَّلَفِ إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَعْمَلِ الذَّنْبَ يَدْخُلُ بِهَا الْجَنَّةَ وَيَعْمَلُ الْحَسَنَةَ يَدْخُلُ بِهَا النَّارَ قَالُوا كَيْفِ قَالَ يَعْمَلُ الذَّنْبَ فَلَا يَزَالُ نَصْبَ عَيْنَيْهِ. He goes on to say, and this is the meaning of some of our pious predecessors, that verily a servant will do an act that will enter him into Jannah, and do a sinful act that will enter him into Jannah, and do a good act that will enter him into the hellfire. And they asked, how is that? قَالَ يَعْمَلُ ذَنْبَ فَلَا يَزَالَ نَصْبَ عَيْنَيْهِ. He said he will do the sinful act, but it will always bug him, basically. نَصْبَ عَيْنَيْهِ, it will be right in front of his eyes, raised in front of his eyes, literally. He did that sin, he's always seeing what he did. It's always on his mind. So it becomes something that is always on his mind. خَائِفًا مِنْهُ مُشْفِقًا مُشْفِقًا وَجِلًا بَاكِيًا نَادِمًا. Then he's fearful of him. Being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مُشْفِقًا وَجِلًا بَاكِيًا نَادِمًا. That he is fearful and he is basically scared, if you can, for lack of a better word, scared, crying in full regret. مُسْتَحْيَ مِنْ رَبِّهِ تَعَالَى. That he is shy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَاكِسَ الرَّأْسِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. Bowing his head in between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of Allah, he's bowing his head, he's full of regret, he's full of what we talked about earlier. مُنْكَسِرَ الْقَلْبِ لَهُ فَيَكُونُ ذَلِكَ الذَّنْبِ سَبَبَ سَعَادَةِ الْعَبْدِ وَفَلَاحِ. And his heart is broken for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because all of this was previously took place. So that them becomes a means or the reason for the happiness of the servant and his success. You notice, sin, success. What gets you there is the feelings in the heart, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart by feeling regret, feeling sadness, feeling broken, which we talked about earlier. That can only happen when the relationship, there is an effort in establishing the relationship. That's second. Firstly, is knowing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, his beautiful names and attributes. And when one learns who Allah is, that's when the relationship is intensified. It is known firstly, it is acknowledged, it is intensified, and that's when one becomes, inshallah, the mu'min, the believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he goes on to say, rahimahullah, حَتَّى يَكُونُ ذَلِكَ الذَّنْبُ أَنْفَعَ لَهُ مِنْ طَاعَةٍ كَثِيرًا. To the degree to where this sinful practice that he performed is much more beneficial than plenty acts of obedience. Can you imagine? بما ترتب عليه من هذه الأمور التي بها سعادة العبد وفلاحه. From what all of these feelings that we talked about earlier, all these situations from his bowing his head and feeling shy in front of Allah, that is what led to his happiness and his success. حَتَّى يَكُونُ ذَلِكَ ذَمْ سَبَبَ دُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ. To the degree and to the point to where that sin becomes the means of him entering, or becomes the reason for him entering Jannah. Now we know that obviously ultimately it's with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَنْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ أَحَدٌ بِأَعْمَلِهِ. Right, and he said, and they asked him, O Messenger of Allah, وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He said, وَلَا أَنَا إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدِنِ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. He said, not even me, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encloses and engulfs me with his mercy. So it showed the importance of action, but also mercy. And here in particular, the action in the beginning was a sinful practice, but when one has regret, feels broken, feels debased, feels dishonored, feels less and small in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a means for him to turn to him. So using that regret to bring to birth other actions of the heart that are results of the knowledge of Allah, that is how one can enter Jannah. So do not allow the mistake to hold us down. He goes on to say, rahimahullah ta'ala, now talking about doing the good deed. So when we talked about the sinful practice, now he's talking about the good deed that could get you into the hellfire. وَيَفْعَلُ الْحَسَنَةَ فَلَا يَزَالُ يَمُنُّ بِهَا عَلَى رَبِّي. So he does the good deeds, but he's persistent in showing his Lord how he is the benefiter of the act. And then he explains it. وَيَتَكَبَّرُ بِهَا. And he is arrogant with the action that he did, the hasana. So he does a good deed and he's arrogant for the fact that he did a good deed. He's arrogant with the charity that he gave for an Islamic organization. He's arrogant that he recited more Quran, right? He's arrogant that he has more knowledge and everyone recognizes that, right? He says here, وَيَرَى نَفْسَهُ وَيُعْجَبُ بِهَا. And he sees himself, he's looking at himself, he's amazed at himself, he's bragging, and he is in awe, يُعْجَبُ. He's amazed at he shows off the fact of this deed, or he's amazed or wants amazement or asks for amazement from the good deed that he's done by others in an indirect way. And he is consistent and persistent in that, and he wants it to be known, whether it's for a long period of time or the greatness of the time frame at the moment. وَيَقُولُ فَعَلْتُ فَعَلْتُ. And he says, I did this and I did that, as an example. فَيُورِثُهُ مِنَ الْعُجْبِ وَالْكِبْرِ وَالْفَخْرِ وَالْاِسْتِطَالَةِ مَا يَكُونُ سَبَبَ هَلَاكِ. So all of these things that he's doing, from arrogance and showing off of the action, all of that becomes سَبَبُ هَلَاكِ, not سَبَبُ رَحْمَ. It serves as a mean for his destruction. فَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِهَذَا الْمِسْكِينَ خَيْرًا ابْتَلَاهُ بِأَمْرٍ يَنْكَسِرُ بِهِ. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for the servant in this situation, he will test him with a situation that will break him, that will allow him to get stung. And then he will say, وَيُذِلُّ بِهِ عُنُقَهُ. And he will lower his neck. وَيُصَغِّرُ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَهُ. And he will belittle him in front of it. وَإِنْ أَرَادَ بِهِ غَيْرَ ذَٰلِكَ خَلَّاهُ وَعُجْبَهُ وَكِبْرَهُ هَذَا هُوَ الْخِذْلَانَ الْمُوجِبُ الْهَلَاكِ. Now this is important here, because what I'm mentioning, what Ibn Qayyim is saying, you're thinking, okay, he's going to break him in front of people or with someone else, and to lower his neck, and يُذِلُّ بِهِ عُنُقَهُ, to lower his neck, to debase him, right? And he will make him small in front of himself or others, right? He says, but if Allah wants other than that, listen, he will leave him and his amazement and his boasting. He'll leave him to do it. So you notice the punishment is where Allah leaves that person to continue on in that bragging, showing off, belittling others. That is how Allah debases the individual that does a good deed. That's how he debases him. He leaves him. خَلَّاهُ وَعُجْبَهُ وَكِبْرَهُ هَذَا هُوَ الْخِذْلَانِ. That is the true debasement. That is the true belittlement. And this is important, because when we look at what people may have and the fact that they're bragging on it, if you see them years later and they're continuing, do not think, man, they've been that successful for this long that they're still bragging. That is a way that Allah is continuing. يُمْهِلُهُ. Allah leaves him or her to continue on. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those people that are envious and serves as a danger towards the mu'min, the believer. He says, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ. In Arabic, this is called istidraj, where Allah will continue to punish you as long as you are persistent in the act of punishment and there is no regret, there is no remorse. To the degree that you are persistent and you use different means to brag about what you are doing. From the hasana. This is not from the evil deed. This is from the good deed. So let's be aware of this, subhanAllah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test the mu'min with that which he may not anticipate. But then he says, subhanAllah, even when you voluntarily perform a sin, it is a test from Allah to see if you will be persistent in it. Because if you are not and you will feel regret and badly about it, that is a means for his mercy. And the one that does a good deed, Allah will test you as well. Are you bragging about it? Are you boastful about it? Are you thinking that tamunnu ala Allah, that you have done something for Islam or the deen? And that is amazing because subhanAllah, we see in the chapter of Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds, subhanAllah, those that may convert to Islam or do a good deed for Islam. La tamunnu ala Allahi abadan. Do not think that you are doing Allah a favor or Islam a favor, or that what you have given is something that without you and it, Islam would be deficient. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are continuous in our acts of good. And when we do anything that is good, فَنَحْمِدِ اللَّهِ, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anything that is bad, that is from us, and using the bad deed, the sinful practice, to serve as a means of coming closer to him through those feelings of regret, remorse, and debasement. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.